This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Tonight on Between the Sheets, we're getting into one of the most confusing times in your love life. The post-breakup summer glow-up era. You know the vibe, the hot girl summer, the hot boy summer, where you live your best life. But are you actually moving on, or are you just masking the heartbreak? To help us unpack it all, I am joined by breakup empowerment coach Kelly Hunt, who helps people rebuild confidence, set boundaries and actually heal after a relationship ends, not just distract themselves from it. Kelly, thank you for joining me on the show. Look, everyone talks about the hot girl or the hot boy summer after a breakup. Is that actually healthy, or is it just a socially accepted way of avoiding your feelings?
It's a very good question. We're starting off strong, I can say. I would say it does depend on timing. Like, personally, I think like January, February time is like the secret, like the unspoken secret to have a breakup, like during that time, because then you've kind of done like a good bit of your healing and spending time alone before the summer months come. And like during the early months of the year, like people aren't really out and about doing anything. Whereas in summer, everyone's kind of out. There's more stuff on. There's gigs, there's concerts, there's beer gardens. The days are longer. It's sunnier to a degree. And yeah, so like I do definitely think it is a healthy thing. It's obviously just depending on timing and where you are emotionally. Like, and if you're getting out doing hot girl or hot guy summer as a distraction from like the big feelings that you're having, or if it's something that you're actually like just looking to enjoy your time, looking to enjoy your summer, looking to enjoy being single and only having to look after yourself type of thing.
Obviously, people can struggle with differentiating what those feelings mean and being introspective and actually realizing, oh, maybe this is why I'm doing this. How can someone actually tell if they're genuinely moving on, we'll say, versus just distracting themselves with hot girl, hot boy summer, we're using in a very loose term, whether it be, you know, dating or going out or posting pictures on Instagram, things like that?
I think if you're struggling within yourself and your breakup, you do kind of know. Like, and if you are allowing space for yourself, like to be sad, to have like your tough days, to chat to your friends or get support from wherever you get it when you need it, if you're allowing that space for yourself, but then you're also going out and enjoying yourself, you can kind of rest easy knowing, well, I'm not just avoiding it. I'm not, like, the emotions aren't coming up and then I'm pushing them down and going to enjoy myself. Like, I'm allowing space for those emotions and I'm also getting about, like, when I feel like I'm able to. And then if you're not feeling like, oh, I'm having these down days, or you're not feeling like you're trying to just get out of the house because you don't want to be alone, because you know if you're alone you're going to get upset, that can kind of help you to like figure out where you're at then, in terms of if you're just distracting yourself or if you're just enjoying the festivities.
The things that go along with a hot girl summer, or the summer, yes, in general, as you say, because there are a lot more things happening. But is there a danger perhaps to your healing process if you do jump into that high energy, carefree lifestyle a little bit too quickly after a breakup, if you haven't realized how you're feeling based on everything we've just assessed, like that could be the reasonings behind everything?
Yeah, I would say there, like with everything, there's kind of the good and the bad. If, like, I do believe that when you're going through a breakup, there is a time that you need to feel, but there's also a time when a bit of distraction is healthy and is normal. Like, nobody wants to be like hermiting themselves to the house and like don't want to talk to anybody and just crying all day every day. Like, if you're in that phase, I would say yes, a bit of distraction is needed. But if you are just completely like avoiding the feelings and like seeking the distraction because you don't want to feel, whether that be going out and about, jumping on the apps, going for dates type of thing, if you're jumping in before you're ready, like those feelings that you're pushing down, they're not going anywhere. They're still there and they're going to come up whether you like it or not. So I would prefer to choose to deal with it when it's happening rather than pushing it down and it popping up at a time that's not really great.
For you, for sure. Rebounds, let's talk about those. Are they always a bad idea, or can they sometimes play an important role in getting over someone? Obviously, this is a very individual question, but in your expert opinion, what would your assessment be on that?
Well, obviously, a very common piece of advice would be to get over somebody by getting under someone else. I don't agree with that piece of advice. I think that's some of the worst advice you will ever get. However, I will acknowledge that there are obviously situations where people have broken up with people and then shortly after met the love of their life, that they went on to start a family and get married and everything. So I know there are those exceptions. But I also think that all comes down to the breakup itself and like how that relationship was in the months leading up to the breakup. I think can also impact it. But let's say we're talking about somebody who had what they thought was like a good relationship, and then the relationship ended for whatever reason, and they're really struggling with the breakup. Getting into, like, straight away get into another relationship then, or a rebound, I don't think is the right move. I think you need to have that time to process. And don't get me wrong, it's not like a certain time frame on it or anything. Like, everybody's journey is different. But I think if you're not giving yourself that time to process the emotions, accept that the breakup is actually over, have that bit of time alone, have that bit of time to do your healing, and then when you're ready, or when you feel ready, start dipping your toe in again, fine. But it can be, there's a bit of a sweet spot in the timing, I think.
Yeah, and it is up to every individual circumstance, I can imagine. As you said, sometimes people can find people very, very shortly after breaking up with someone else, and it can be their life partner. Obviously, we've mentioned a lot about the hot girl, hot boy summer era, but obviously we're kind of coming into summer now, and the weather has been very festive over the last little while. Everyone's feeling, I think, more summery than we normally are. But this time of the year, why are holiday romances something that becomes so intense and so appealing? People might be abroad, they might be out and about, they're at festivals, it's all that fun stuff. Why do we love holiday romances so much?
Well, I think in the summertime, when like the weather's nice, like everybody's just in better form anyway. And like when you're in better form, like maybe you're just feeling a bit more social, you're feeling a bit more flirty. Like if you're on holiday then, and you kind of have that sense of, oh, like I'm only here for a week and I'm never going to see this person again. Like I can do what I want. I can be a bit more free. I can be myself and don't care if he's going to judge me, that type of thing. Like that all makes it like really, really attractive. But then there is also then the opposite side of it. Like if we're, because we're obviously speaking as well about breakups, if maybe you're not too long out of a breakup and then you're away and you meet somebody and maybe it's only ever going to be a holiday fling, but maybe you develop feelings, or you come home and you end up feeling even worse because the holiday romance is over and you're still maybe thinking about your ex. I think movies have a big role to play in it, like really kind of romanticizing yes. that aspect of the holiday romance.
I was literally just about to say that. This is the plot of any good romance movie that you see. 100%, but it doesn't always work out like it does in the movies, as we know.
No, it doesn't. And like, look, I think a lot of people have experienced the holiday romance, like I have myself. And yeah, like it's fun. We all like the idea of having like something that's movie-like and fantastic and something that a bit exotic, something that you're not getting at home. But yeah, if it's something that you can accept it for what it is and not like mourn it nearly when you get home, great fun, go live your life, do what you want, to be safe. But if it's something that maybe you're gonna make you feel a bit worse when you come home, maybe not the best idea.
What are some things that people can do over the summer to actually heal after a breakup, or after a, even if they go on a holiday fling at some stage, what should they be doing to heal over this time, maybe, and use that productively if they're not ready to be in the hot girl, hot boy era?
Yeah. Well, I'd always say, like, this whole idea of like hot girl summer, hot boy summer, a lot of people think it also includes going around and dating, and it doesn't necessarily have to. Like, I think you can have a hot girl summer, a hot guy summer without having any romantic relations at all. To me, like, I know everybody's individual and maybe it means different things to different people, but for me it just means going out and like making the most of your summer. And you can do that in a relationship, yes, of course. It's the question that I'm commonly asked on Instagram. But it is different because when you're single, like, you're not having to work around somebody else's annual leave. You're not having to work around like what they want to do. Maybe there's places they want to go. You can purely do what you want to do and you can enjoy it then. In just a different way. I would also like recommend that it's such a great time to be outside. It's a great time to try something new. Like, if you're single and maybe just trying to navigate everything, like, try to find more single friends to do something with. Like, I run women's circles in Dublin. They're a great way to make new friends. Or like, there's lots of different events and stuff going around the country for people that can, they turn up solo and try new things and meet new people. Like, that stuff doesn't happen as much in the winter. So like, it really is a great opportunity. And I'm also a big believer in, for all you know, this could be your last summer single. So if you knew that, like if you knew for a fact that you're going to meet the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with in September, how would you spend your summer? Go and do it. Like, treat it like it is and enjoy your summer to the most.
I like that idea. That's a good way of thinking. I don't think anyone thinks like that. So it's a good one to bring up, that we can switch our mindsets. But if someone's listening to you this evening and they're still stuck on their ex-partner, what would be the first step they should take tonight in your advice to start moving forward?
Oh God, that's a very big question.
A big question. Again, one that there probably isn't one single answer to, but a general piece of advice to maybe spur people on can always be beneficial.
If the breakup is like fresh and it's just happened, my biggest advice is you just have to feel it. Like, I know everybody's looking for this magic wand or this magic solution that's going to make them feel better or make things go away. It doesn't exist. Like, obviously I'm a breakup empowerment coach. I work with women going through breakups all the time. In the early phases, like if someone comes to me and they're fresh at the breakup like a week, I won't work with them because it's not the time. In those early phases, you do just need to feel it. And I know that's not what people want to hear, but you need to cry, you need to scream, you need to rant and rave, you need to talk about it again and again and again to your friends. And then when you start to feel ready, you can kind of come out with that. But like I said, if it's going to be hot girl summer or miserable girl summer, maybe if you've got fresh going through a breakup, but it is sunny outside, maybe try to get yourself, like maybe that chat that you're having with your friend on the phone can happen outside and you can just hide your tears as you're walking through the park. But
pair of sunglasses on.
Yeah.
You'd need them this weather, which is amazing. Well, look, Kelly, thank you so much for all of that advice. Where can we find you online?
So I'm on Instagram or TikTok at Kelly's Coaching, with coaching spelt with a K, Kelly spelt with a Y. I also have a podcast called The Breakup Debrief, where you can find all tips on heartbreak and how to get through it.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.